Welcome back to Rockhound Radio, your podcast for gaming and then everything and anything in between. From ghosts and ghouls to Bigfoot to horror myths to Pokemon to D&D, we got it all here. Thanks for tuning in. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. We are back and back on track, man. It's Friday again. The weekend is right around the corner, and for once, I actually feel ahead of the game, man. I'm kind of doing a little bit of a bulk record. I said, you know what? I got the time. I might as well bank some content, man. And I just want to appreciate everybody that tuned in last week for our welcoming back episode. I said, like, welcome back, everybody. And then I mentioned, like, hey, you know, I should be talking to myself because, it feels good to be back behind the mic of my own show after taking a little break. And, yeah, I got a lot of, you know, I have already restarted this recording a couple times, but the main thing I wanted to hit on was there was a lot of things that like the eclipse and different things that happened, right, that I never really stopped like thinking about in my head as far as like, man, it'd be really cool to like talk about all this. And, you know, like recently I've just been like, I don't know, if I question something, I just look it up. I mean, everything and anything lately that's like popped into my head, like, I wonder what this is. I've just like instantly just go, which a lot of the times I did, but I don't know. I just feel like I've just been, I don't know, probing the vast AI ocean of the internet, trying to learn things. I don't know. It's a weird little niche, man. And surprisingly enough, if you just massively accumulate all these random little bits of information, sometimes it's useful, I guess, or entertaining. And either way, how you look at it. This week, I wanted to talk about something that happened, I don't know, like a week ago or so. Whatever happened, the eclipse. So a lot of people were, oh my God, the things that I've read on online here in just like the last 20 minutes, it just fucking, it's just insane to me. Like all these theories, all these people like saying, oh my God, the eclipse and so on and so forth. Right. So I kind of wanted to jump into that with a little bit of, I don't know, just talking about the superstitions behind the eclipse. And this is going to kind of talk about from other civilizations, other times, other eras in humanity, and just kind of seeing the overall, like, everybody's overall opinion of the eclipse or their beliefs. And some of these are kind of insane, but you know, it's just, it's so funny to me that it doesn't matter. These like these phenomenons, right, that happen in the world and in nature and in our lives, like all these things happen and it never, like, there's always people that make up the craziest, like the craziest fucking thing. The thing is nowadays it's just so much different because there's so many different voices out there. There's so many different ideas and all these so on and so forth and different times. Like we're going to talk about, some of these were like, this was just what they were told because there was nothing. Civilization and people have changed so much and it's hard to imagine that a group of people, like a vast majority of people, like all believe these one thing. And it was just, it's just such a big change in how, in like the dynamic, right, of just being people, being people, essentially. I don't know. It's just a weird, I feel like we're entering like a weird, I guess I just felt like I dived off a diving board into weird deep waters because I don't know, man, it's just hard to imagine the following versus then versus now. The it's just so many things are so different. Could you, and I've talked about this before, like, could you imagine going back into like ancient times, like I'm talking ancient, like ancient times, BC, and just showing up with fucking your cell phone and some other random stuff and like a lighter or whatever it could be, you know, just random shit. Like imagine somebody being transported back to ancient times with like a fucking bug out bag with like a gun and you got all this crazy shit, right? You would fucking melt these people's brains. Like, I feel that it would just be either that or you'd probably be killing and eating depending on where you landed in ancient times. But it's just kind of hard to imagine the evolution of people and like how far for the good and for the bad that we've came, right? Because, you know, if there's one thing that was more evident, I feel like. And I'm not saying it was a good thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing at all, but it always seemed that there was more or less more structure, right, in their community and their environment and their living. And I'm not saying there's not structure in these days and age, but our structure in today compared to back then, there's just so many different factors from, yeah, God, I'm spiraling. Anyway, it's just cool to think about, right? It's just something that I've always, God damn it, I'm so used to all my fancy. I've been using my iPad for a long time, and then now I've got my little laptop up, and I keep wanting to hit the touch screen, and it turns out it does not have one. So I made that mistake about 1,000 times. All right, so after we spiraled in talking about humanity, God, I don't even know. Sometimes like I get on these little tangents, and then like I'll stop and like take a breath, and like my brain will fucking instantly reset, and I'll just lose my train of thought, and I'll be like, oh, well, there goes that, you know? And then I'm like, well, but no, we're gonna actually get into the eclipse stuff because some of the stuff is very, very interesting. So I got a couple of websites pulled up here. One of them is thealmanac.com, and one is people.howstuffworks. So it says, we know enough about the cause of a solar eclipse to think that. Or to think of it as an awe-inspiring instead of terrifying, but look forward to the disappearance of the sun as a relatively new development in human history. For centuries, people scrambled as the earth plunged into darkness and feared the worst, a terror that ranged from a belief that demons swallowed the sun to be rejected by their gods. It's completely natural for humans, in the absence of scientific explanations, to develop superstitions around natural phenomenon. Which that's true. You know what I mean? Like, if you think about it, just like fucking base level caveman shit, you know what I mean? Just think of like, and I'm not saying that to be stereotypical, I'm just as a for relevancy, like take somebody who like a whatever you want the scientific term for a caveman is, right? And shit like this happens. There ain't no caveman in a lab coat with beakers. It's like, oh, you know, that's because the sun's traveling around the world. Like, no, there's none of that. So these people are like fucking just fabricating these beliefs, right? So it would be really funny to see, like, we go back in time and turns out there was one fucking caveman and he is in a lab coat and he's like, Murr. But anyway, the word eclipse originates from a Greek term for abandonment, eclipsis, and it's like, or yeah, eklipsis, yeah, eclipsis, I believe. According to E.C. Krupp, an authority on astronomy and culture, Krupp's been the director of Los Angeles Griffin Observatory for nearly 4 decades, but long before the Greeks, the ancient people of Mexico recorded their own reactions. Mayans created glyphs that showed a giant serpent swallowing the sun, and Aztecs erupted into chaos. Yeah, chaos. Yeah, I can't read. Chaos and become sacrificing those with the lightest complexions. Ooh, that's fucked up. I didn't know that. Many Chinese believe the solar eclipses were caused by dragons, or in some case, demons that lurked among the stars and then suddenly began eating the sun. Variations of this myth exist in other cultures. The Hungarians envisioned a giant sun-eating bird, while the Siberians believed a giant bear was to blame. In Korea, the culprits were fire dogs, and the indigenous people of Asia feared an evil toad that gobbled the sun up like a fly. Okay, that honestly, out of all these, right? Like for me personally, I'm like, all right, dragons, demons, like that's pretty fucking, that's kind of cool. The this giant sun-eating bird, you're like, huh, that's kind of insane. The people that are the indigenous people that were like, holy shit, look at the giant, a fucking giant toad. Can you imagine, like, picture this for just 1 second, okay? Picture a fucking toad, a giant toad, I don't know, as tall as like a 5-story building. Would that not be terrifying? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I've got like pre-existing trauma from fucking fighting evil demon toads in D&D, but just the thought of a fucking 5-story toad is like generally kind of fucking weird. Let's see here, what else do they got? One of the most complex solar eclipse myths involved a Hindu demon called Rahu, I believe is how you pronounce it, Rahu. I'm not sure, who stole a potion for immortality. Rahu's thievery was witnessed by the sun and moon, who reported it to the Hindu god Vishnu. As punishment, he decapitated Rahu and caused his head to live forever, but his body to wither away. Still seeking vengeance upon the cosmic snitches, Rahu dissembled or dis disembodied head continues to chase the sun and moon, sometimes catching and swallowing them, causing the eclipse. Without a body, Rahu cannot make them disappear forever, as the sun and moon simply reappear after falling through his throat. That is pretty fucking cool. I'm not even going to lie. That is a like an insane. And the part of me that I'm always like, I feel crazy, because I'm like, well, you know, like fucking what if, dude? Like, what if fucking big demons and shit's falling over on my desk? My house is haunted. No. If you just think about it, like, what if some of these people were right, man? But here's another thing for you. So what if all these stories were right in a sense, but they've just basically formed to what these people believe in? And like now, after centuries of people just like simpling it down, and like it's ever changing in this fucking weird four-dimensional world, that like now it's just a scientific thing. But however centuries ago, it really was a demon. Huh? Think about that. Yeah, I don't know. Everybody's like, yeah, this guy took a break off from recording. It turns out why. He's fucking crazy. A number of societies have had beliefs that an eclipse can influence pregnancies, cause pregnant women to miscarry, give birth to babies with physical abnormalities, or even transform into predatory beasts themselves. If the sun isn't restored to its proper state, by priest, that is. Huh. That's kind of insane. Never heard that one before. These beliefs may sound a little extreme to modern people, but rituals stemming from myths are still observed in many parts of the world. In India, fasting can occur before a solar eclipse, and during the phenomenon, some religious practitioners advise singing and chanting. Regardless of what activity eclipse watchers engage in these days, one essential activity is to wear proper eye protection. Yeah, that's a big, fucking don't look at the sun. Don't look at the sun when it's eclipsed. It's dumb. It says the United States will see its next total solar eclipse in 2024, 2045, and 2052, but none that crosses the entire country like it did in the August 21st, 2017 eclipse. I don't know. There's like a whole weird eclipse schedule. I tried like looking up like when was the last eclipse, and then it like kind of fucking barrel rolled me into a whole bunch of shit, and I'm like, man, I don't feel like any of this is what I was looking for. But yeah, it turns out that these things happen all the time, man, and I'm just, I guess, more forgetful than I thought. Anyway, we'll be right back, and we're gonna pick up on some more weird fucking eclipse stuff, man. I can't get enough of this, dude. It's like I'm diving into like my first fucking book report coming back after like summer break. There's, yeah, the fucking inner nerd in me, right? I'm like, I wonder what I can read cool next. So we'll be back right after break. Thanks for tuning in, guys. All right, what is up? We are back from break, and here we go with some more crazy fucking out of the ballpark stuff for these like these eclipse practices or rituals or myths. This one is specifically speaking on like folklores and myths. Just kind of like what the other article commented on, when there's not science there to be like, hey, this is why this does this, right? People are like, holy fuck, demons in the sky. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, I don't know, man. That's just how, I guess we as people, and just with a belief system, that's just what, you know, how we handled it, right? Before there was a voice or an authority, I don't want to say authority, but before there was reason behind all these things, it was, I'm very sure, easy to come up with all these things, and not even come up with them, but just establish like a baseline, like, hey, this, oh God, the sun's going away. It's fucking bad. Wooju, man. So here's some other myths. And I read through a couple of these before we started recording, and I was like, man, I wonder, like, I was like, how good can this really be? You know what I mean? Is it going to be like worth going through? And I read like the first four, and I was like, fuck yes, it is. All right, here's some, and I'm just going off another list. It says Native people in Colombia shouted to the heavens, promising to work hard and mend their ways. Some worked their gardens and other projects especially hard. Oh man, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Especially hard during the eclipse to prove it. So yeah, you imagine, like, I promise to take care of my crops extra fucking good. Please, God, don't take the sun away from us forever. Just insane. So in Norse culture, the gods put an evil enchanter, Loki, into chains. Loki got revenge by creating wolf-like giants, one which swallowed the sun, thereby causing the eclipse. Another one of the giant wolves chased the moon, trying to eat it. Which is pretty, I will say, like the Norse mythology side of things, which I kind of delved and talked a little bit about in our God of War playthrough, and when I played God of War, I should say. It's fucking super cool. I can't, like, Greek mythology for me has always been like a big fascination. Just the, I don't know, it's almost like the sense that it's so many things. Their faith is so big, and they just like have all these separate like little deities and position like powers and gods and goddesses and demigods. It's just such a cool, I don't know, man. It's always just kind of fascinated me, right? Like the lore and the like what they believed in, and you know, same. And then I got, which I really got into playing God of War, and then like Immortals Fenyx Rising, several video games. But I also read books featuring Greek mythology. So it's always kind of been like a very big fascination point. And then to kind of hit on that with the Norse stuff, I looked up more and more Norse stuff as I was playing God of War. And it's very like it's so interesting just the amount of detail and the amount of stuff that has been like handled down from such long ago about all these beliefs. It's truly like fascinating, honestly. But yeah, could you imagine how almost ignorant we would be just as people if we didn't have access to the history that we do? It's just fucking kind of mind blowing, man. I feel like we'd still be flopping around like fish out of the water trying to figure out how to use its legs. So here we go. Fear led Chippewa people to shooting flaming arrows to the sky, trying to rekindle the sun. Tribes in Peru did the same for a different reason. They'd hoped to scare off a beast by attacking the sun, which that to me sounds like the most logical, right? They're like, something's fucking getting it. We have to kill it. That was just everybody's like first fucking reaction back then. Like, oh, looks like we got to kill the sun now. And you know, what we already talked about, the Indi or the indigenous people in India with the demon spirit. That to me is probably one of the coolest stories. Just because, like, fuck, dude, there people believe in some wild stuff, man. And they still, I shouldn't say believed, like past tense, because there a lot of people still practice a lot of ancient faith, spirituality, religions, or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, I personally could care less, really. I don't, whatever, to me, you, and I feel like this is a teaching moment, and this is a teaching moment that I'm going to say props to a very good friend of my wife and I. It's perfectly fine to have faith in your own way, right? It doesn't matter on the outside how it looks, whether you make that like a church resemblance, or whether you go to a whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to always put your faith into the public eye. You can be very faithful and have a lot of faith in a very and very strong, powerful, just like a religious bond or whatever, and it can be totally private. It can be within your own realm of whatever. That's because that's what faith is about, right? It's about like your own journey. So just kind of seeing all that, it's just, I don't know, man. That was just something that I wanted to share. And it is, like I said, very wise friend, very good friend of my wife and I. And there's a lot of, he's always kind of filtered through and sprinkled these little knowledge and facts throughout our lives. And I truly am grateful to have somebody to, that will take time out just to say, you know, hey. So thank you for that. But yeah, so it's just cool to see like how everybody puts their own faith spin into everything. And like back then, these people were just like, fucking holy shit, you know, the sun's gone away. I don't know, we have to sacrifice people or shoot at the demons. I don't know. It's just like I said, it's a whole weird circle of faith and practices, and it's just honestly, it's mind-blowing and mind-boggling to me. It's kind of hard for me to wrap my head around sometimes. Anyway, anyway, in China, Mongolia, and Siberia, beheaded mythical characters chase and consume the sun and moon, and and we experience eclipses. That doesn't make any sense on that. I think somebody, anyway, that was a really bad one. Oh, this is cool. In Transylvanian folklore, an eclipse stems from an angry sun turning away and covering herself with darkness in response to men's bad behavior. Oh shit. Oh my God, could you imagine if the sun was a woman and that was really how it was, and the sun's just like, you guys have been horrible. Like, oh my God, that's insane. In India, many believe that when an eclipse occurs, a dragon's trying to seize the two orbs. People immerse themselves in rivers up to the neck, imploring the sun and moon to defend them against the dragon. Well, that's kind of cool. They're like, listen, if we just become an orb, if we're all just a bunch of orbs, the dragon won't see us. It'll go for the biggest orbs. Let's see here. Oh, this is going to be interesting. A total eclipse and romance. Some cultures thought that the sun was in a fight with its lover, the moon. Others found a different kind of romantic explanation. To the Australian Aborigines, the sun was seen as a woman who carries a torch. The moon, by contrast, was regarded as a male. Because of the association with the lunar cycle, with the female menstrual cycle, the moon was linked with fertility. A solar eclipse was interrupted as the moon man uniting with the sun woman. That's kind of interesting, I guess. In German mythology, a hot female sun and a cold male moon were married. The sun ruled the day and the sleepy moon ruled the night. Seeking companionship, the moon was drawn to his bride and they came together, thus a solar eclipse. That's kind of cool. Some Native Americans drew on a similar concept that a solar eclipse was a visit of companions. That's cool. Like, that's wholesome. Like, it's like a coming together, right? Like everybody kind of meets in the middle. In Tibetan, in Tibet, not Tibetan, Tahitian, I think. Tahi, Tahitian, I believe. The reason I spell these out when I say them is like I don't want to like offend anybody or like mispronounce anything. Not that me mis I'm sure me mispronouncing a word would probably be the least offensive thing on some of the shit I probably said in the past, but either way, it's just like for cultural things like that, I feel bad, you know what I mean, that I don't know. Anyway, the orbs are lovers who join up, providing an eclipse, but get lost in the moment and created stars to light their return toward normalcy. That's kind of cool. So here we go. Here's one about, let's see how much time we got, right? I feel like I'm in a weird, oh, we got plenty of time. Let's see here. I don't want that. I got my super fancy double screen set up. It's not fancy. I'm just kidding. So the eclipses and the human behavior, these ought to be good. As recently as 2010, during the near annual or annual, yeah. Annual, oh God, whatever. Very large partial eclipse. My brain like fucking misfired. Out of fear, people stayed home. Fewer on the streets, restaurants, and hotels saw a dip in business. Many customers preferred not to eat during the event, and most schools closed when students did not show up. Like a very large partial eclipse. They're like, the 2010, dude. I was like, that wasn't even that long ago. I don't even remember that, to be honest. I would have been in high school. 2010. I fucking for the life of me don't even remember that. No, that's just another glitch in the simulation, man. That never happened. In Cambodia in 1995, instead of screaming and banging during a solar eclipse, soldiers shot into the air to scare the mythic dragon from the sky. It was reported that the only scattered casualties were from the bullets. No shit, dude. In 90, are you serious? In 1995, like everyone's like, fuck it, dude. Fucking shoot the sky. Bang, bang, bang. And then, it's not like the bullets go up in the air and fucking magically disappear. You know what I mean? Like, what were you guys thinking? Turns out everybody that like saw everybody, could you imagine fucking thinking, all right, let me set the scene for you. Okay, you're in Cambodia and you're in the streets. Say we're just gonna I'm just gonna make the scene. You're in the streets and the eclipse is happening and all the soldiers are like, oh my God, ah, and they just fucking mag dump into the sky. Okay. And then here you go, you're out on the street a couple minutes later, and everyone's still freaking out about the eclipse. And then all of a sudden, fucking 40 people throughout the city get, I'm not, I 40 is a figurative number. They just fucking get hit by stray bullets dropping from the sky, and then you fucking see bodies drop. Like, that is a big mind fuck, dude. Like, that, people are like, oh fuck, dude, the sun ain't fucking around, man. Like, it just killed a bunch of people. Like, it just, God just mag dumped from the heavens. Like, no, like, oh my God, that's just insane to me. How big of a mind fuck would that be? But they're like, no, you don't understand. The bullets came from the sky. And they're like, yeah, we get that. That's why it's fucking crazy. Oh my gosh, that's insane. In Baja California in 1991, astronomers were surprised by the weeping and wailing of hotel staff who were terrified by the onset darkness. Okay, that's lame, dude. Who cares? A fucking a hotel staff? Oh my, it's not just happening to them. Happening to everybody, dude. Modern day baby blogs ask if pregnant women should wear some sort of metal, such as a safety pin, to protect the baby. How would that protect the baby? I don't understand these things. Some say that, and this is a list that's like superstitions. Many ancient people worried that the eclipse caused pregnancy issues such as blindness, cleft lips, and birthmarks. Yeah, I'm sure that it's not. I'm sure in ancient times the eclipses wasn't doing that. That was probably a not very good way of reproduction in small, tight-knit communities. So I would say that is probably where that stemmed from. Let's see here. Of course, none of this is true. This is the bottom of the page. The only health warning is, do not look at the sun, as it can and will damage your retina. Like, come on, dude. Strange science. But yeah, I think that's all we're going to cover today. As far as that, I think that's all I can handle. Oh, man. So yeah, there you go. There's a bunch of crazy little things that people do, or people thought, or how they acted with the eclipse, and it was what a phenomenon that this thing stirred. So yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode, and yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy your weekend. Hopefully the weather's good, everybody's out picking mushrooms. If you're a morel hunter, maybe maybe getting your fish and stuff ready, or maybe you're just getting your maybe you're getting your pool ready, or maybe you're just getting a good old fashioned porch swept off to go read a book outside, because it's going to be fantastic weather coming up. I couldn't be more happy. I could be more excited. Right now I'm staring outside and it's raining again for like the fucking Ohio is going to be an island by the time spring's over. But yeah, thanks so much for listening, guys. You guys have been great, and I couldn't say thanks enough to everybody who supports the show and has reached out, and so on and so forth. You guys are awesome, and I'm happy to be back behind the mic, and we'll see you guys next week. So tune in, and yeah, have a great one.